They call it the wireless revolution. It began with hardware that we used to call the car phone. This evolved into the powerful ultra-smart digital devices that are seemingly everywhere. The massive emergence of the World Wide Web and email messaging brought with them all sorts of dreams from designers and demands from consumers. With the internet, the wireless revolution now had a powerful new ally. It also had new challenges, namely, how do you give the people what they want in wireless communications in a way that is smart, simple, intuitive, and easy to use? This revolution will eventually be televised, and you'll be able to see it all right in the palm of your hand. But that journey will be made up of many steps, the first of which we're experiencing now. Right now, we can transfer small text messages. The next step, one in which Motorola plays a leadership role, is the step to general packet radio service, in industry lingo, or 2.5G. The G stands for generation. 2.5G is the bridge from where we are now in wireless communications, that being second generation, and where we're headed, which is third generation. For that cell phone or PDA in your hand, 2.5G gives you a much faster internet connection, and it's always on. To learn more, we spoke with Ed Valdez, Motorola's Director of Marketing for Wireless Communications.
Well, 2.5G is just an evolution of what started as 1G, and if you think back, 1G is the standard cellular voice communications. 2G is actually the advent of voice and data communications together with limited data capability between handsets. 2.5G allows users to be able to have a mobile internet experience on their handset or on their PDA. It's the first technology, really, that will enable anytime, anywhere communication.
Aren't there a few areas in the world where the wireless web is starting to make big inroads?
Well, Japan is actually the proving ground that shows that the wireless web is here to stay. And one thing that it's given us an opportunity to examine is how much fun users can have on a cellular phone device. I mean, you'd never think that games and information would be available in one device. You could think of 2.5G as being the enabler for infotainment. That technology that combines both information and entertainment in one device. I'd say that any user that uses the internet today, you know, from their home, from their office, and is a cellular phone user will want to be accessing 2.5G technology. That freedom of use to go wherever you want and still have access to the information, the people, and the fun that you need is remarkable. Motorola's position in the industry is a leadership one. We provide not only 2.5G functions in cellular handsets and PDA-like handsets, but also provide end-to-end solution in that space to enable that mobile infotainment experience.
Is 2.5G a solid bridge to the 3G world?
2.5G absolutely is a bridge to the 3G world. 3G world being, you can think of as being mobile multimedia. So audio streaming on any device, graphic displays being very rich in features with DVD quality, and really being able to access data and information by the poundful. But the important thing about 2.5G technology is the fact that with a fairly minimal investment, you get a maximum return in the type of experience that you would get in a 2G world. Given the fact that the payback to consumers is pretty big with a very small investment in upgrading your handset, that's what users want to see.
I imagine taking the world to 3G is a massive undertaking, not only in terms of the multi-billion dollar systems that carriers need to install, but also in the designs of the products, the devices, the handsets, and so forth. Does 2.5G allow for new ideas to be proven out with regard to the function and form of these new devices?
One of the important things that we see in enhancing a user's experience is to be able to continuously evolve the form, function, and value of those handsets or PDAs that we're providing in the marketplace in the future. What I mean by that is that, the form, it could be anywhere from handheld to, you know, around your neck to, you know, perhaps in the future part of your clothing. You know, what kind of device do you want to use in the wireless world that is best for your needs? In terms of function, you can foresee in the future the ability to increase or decrease the number of functions on your handset by just plugging a few buttons and having the carrier download the type of software that you need to be connected to other services or disconnect other services, because you'd rather spend your next few bucks on a good meal instead of the internet service of the month. And in terms of the value, is being able to deliver good value for the types of features that you need.
You're in the industry, you focus on these issues, but you're probably just like the rest of us on the weekends. From that standpoint, are you looking forward to the capabilities of 2.5G?
It absolutely will keep me more connected to the world and to my family and those who I'm close to. For example, I just love staying informed. So you know, you can imagine having a device that you could program to selectively update you on tidbits of news around the world. And you know, for the family, is being able to stay in touch with where they are and what they're doing and what they need. You know, for the evening time, being able to look up the new restaurant to the city and going to enjoy a nice dinner, and being able to look up the latest movie or enjoy your latest game, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know, if someone calls me for a lifeline question, I can at least look up the answer quickly. You can think of a lot of gee whiz type features that not only come from a lot of the consumers that we talk to in our own market research, but from the men and women that are working on this technology themselves, because they want to have more convenient lives and more fun lives.
Our thanks to Ed Valdez and to Motorola for helping build the smart technology bridge that will bring us the world wirelessly, wherever we are, whenever we want.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at Motorola.com. All rights reserved.